He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with wood. He's got making his wigs at the top. He often gets a comment on his name. People keep asking him, was it giving that brother? Does it stand for an acronym? No, he's living proof. Put a rock in the booth. He'll get you buzzing quicker than a shot of vodka with juice. He with his crew are known around as one of the best. Dedicated to what they do and give 100%. Forget Mike. Nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time, because he writes every note, he writes every line. And I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind. It's like a design is written in his head every time, before he even touches a key or speaks in a rhyme. And those other fellas he runs with, the kids that he signed, ridiculous, but not even trying. How do they do it? This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Fort Minor, M. Shinoda, Styles of Beyond, Ryan.
All right. Welcome. Sorry, we had to take care of some business off the air. Welcome into the zone on this beautiful Monday. Unfortunately, there will be no Arkansas in the NCAA tournament this year, unless you count the NIT as an NCAA tournament. It is technically an NCAA tournament, just not the NCAA tournament.
Postseason play. Gotta love it.
It is postseason play. It is a step in the right direction. It is not the step we all wanted. Everybody wanted Arkansas to sort of hop over the step from the NIT, but that's okay. Anyway, it's all good. We welcome you in. We appreciate you tuning in. It is all fine and dandy. Great to have you. So Arkansas is in the NIT. They play 8 o'clock on Tuesday night against Indiana State.
Yep.
Indiana State is among the teams from Indiana that will not be in the NCAA tournament. Nobody from Indiana made it this year, surprisingly. In fact, Indiana turned down a CBI invite.
Well, I don't blame them. That's what happens though when you lose a couple of first-rounders.
What do you do, though? What do you do if you get an opportunity to play postseason? You don't take it? What do you mean? I mean, is a CBI and the NIT really that different? They're neither one of them are relevant. I mean, but it's good experience, tournament play, right?
I think the CBI you have to pay.
Oh, really?
CBI is basically...
It's a cash grab?
Right, where the NIT obviously is put together a little bit more, in, I think the NIT, obviously it's an invitational tournament.
Yep.
They certainly have a much better plan together and program for, and the, I mean, the Final Four is in Massachusetts Garden.
And oh, NIT? Final Four for the NIT, yeah.
So I think it's a little bit more prestigious and put together. And
yeah, I suppose that's, no, I'm not saying it's not more. I'm just saying it's not. You know, the NIT. I didn't see any NIT breakdowns. In fact, I had to search long and hard to find an NIT bracket today online. But I did. Arkansas
said,
right,
buddy.
If Arkansas wins, they play California or what's the other team? Who's the slappies they're playing?
Cal plays Utah Valley.
Hmm.
Utah Valley. So I just look at this. And
is that the team that was in the ABA that we beat?
That was the
Snowbirds.
Snowbirds. I don't know. I'm looking at this NIT. I'm a little disappointed. I love the Indiana State first-round matchup.
Yeah.
But other than that, we could play in our own side of the bracket, okay, which is 1-8 on our side. Before we get to New York, we could play Cal again,
mm-hmm.
LSU again,
mm-hmm.
SMU again.
Mm-hmm.
So
can't play all those.
No, you can't.
You could only play either Cal and then either SMU or
LSU. Right. Which, to me, the excitement of the tournament.
Then in the Final Four, though, fortunately, you can play Clemson again,
right?
Georgia again, and Minnesota again.
Or Missouri, or High Point, we've already played High Point.
High Point made the tournament, huh?
High Point, they won their league. You know,
they
won
the regular season, okay.
See, that's the difference with the NIT as well. If you win your regular season.
Yeah, that does make it a bit more legit. I give you that.
So with all
like
that
tonight, we'll be watching the women's NIT pairing. Some people will. I mean, ASU is going to the women's NIT. Unfortunately, they had a heartbreaking loss over the weekend in the championship game. We are going to talk a little bit about what happened in the Sun Belt too.
But that's the fun of the tournaments. Like all tournaments,
yeah.
Whether it's preseason, whether it's like the Maui Invitational, or the postseason. To me, the excitement comes when you play an unfamiliar opponent.
All tournaments are exciting, unless it's the CBI. That's what I got from you today. Is that fair?
I think, well, without knowing the ins and outs of how the CBI is run, I know that the NIT, for instance...
It is still formatted as a tournament, win in advance, right?
Certainly.
Okay.
Certainly. The NIT, though... if you get in the NIT, the only difference between the NCAA and the NIT in terms of how you're treated is one of them is CVS and getting called the big dance, and the other one isn't. You get gifts in the NIT, you get travel is all the same.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway.
It's not.
Okay, I don't want to sit here and debate it. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're
saying. So, for coaches,
It's not a second-rate citizen deal, but it is not nearly what... I mean, look.
I would imagine there's a bigger gap between the CBI and NIT than NIT and NCAA from a coach's standpoint.
That's fair point.
But I don't know the ins and outs. See, that's my point. I don't know.
It's so irrelevant. There's no point in spending one more second of time on it. The CBI is not worthy of being talked about. My only point was Indiana turned down their opportunity there, if you want to call it an opportunity.
Maybe he hates his team and doesn't want to see them until next October.
That has happened before. The NCAA bracket, Pat. Who got screwed? Who is in? Who shouldn't be? Who should be? You have a problem with SMU being left out in lieu of NC State?
Not really.
I don't either. I don't think it's that big a deal. Okay. Opening round lines. I have some of note in case anyone is interested in such things. Not necessarily gambling, but just for argument's sake. I happen to think that Tennessee -1 versus Iowa is going to win by double digits. Iowa is playing so horrifically. I will say that they are very long, but not extremely athletic in the middle. And I think Stokes, will be challenged. But I think McCray will get 35. McCray can have his way. With Gazelle.
And there's really no other team that's playing better than Tennessee.
How about Cal Poly's like 13-19. They win their tournament. They upset the top two seeds in their tournament. They're 13-19, I think, playing Texas Southern. Incredible. I need a bracket with all the records on it. NC State Xavier's a first-round matchup on Tuesday in Mount St. Mary's in Albany.
NC State's got the ACC Player of the Year. So they're one of those teams where you could see them getting in a situation where this kid could go off, things fall the right way, and they can make a run.
For sure.
Some notables, I thought Louisville was ridiculously low at 4. Certainly.
I don't get that.
I didn't either.
Again,
I like them to make a pretty good run, actually. Dick Vitale didn't like it either. I don't know if you heard his comments. Did you see it?
No, but there was a few. One of the biggest question marks was Louisville.
Dick Vitale, for those of you who don't know, only has one eye that is operational. And
really?
So, yeah, and he talked about him passing the eye test, which was kind of amusing.
One eye tells me, man. That one eye tells me. One eye my one eye tells me. Louisville.
He called himself One-Eyed Dick. That's funny. Okay, so moving on. Some other lines that are of note. Let me see here. Let's go through. By the way, they're a 14.5-point favorite, I believe, is Louisville in the first round. Villanova, 17-point favorite over Milwaukee. What are some first-round matchups you're excited about? Let me run through some of these other – I want you to start thinking about that, but let me run through some of these other lines. Michigan's almost a 20-point favorite against Wofford. Cincinnati's only a 3.5-point favorite against Harvard. Harvard, the Crimson.
Cincinnati is another team where they are one of the nation's top defenses, but they're one of the lowest-scoring teams. In literally one guy for Cincinnati – scores like almost 50% of their points. One guy.
22-point favorite is Virginia, the number one seed over Coastal Carolina. Kansas, a 15.5-point favorite over Eastern Kentucky. What will you do with Kansas in your bracket with Embiid out for the first weekend?
Kansas is, in my mind, that New Mexico. I don't know if you get a chance to see New Mexico. I watched them over the weekend.
Sure didn't.
Boy, they are they get a bunch of surfers, right? Some couple kids with long hair, some shooters, but they got this one enormous just hulk of a kid that's down in the paint that could cause him some problems. Although, again, when you got that kid Wiggins and you get the kids, I think it's Selby, the two freshmen, those guys both at any point in time could go for 30.
I got Kansas knocking off Stanford actually in the second round, personally. That's me. Kansas State, Kentucky, a 4-point line. Thoughts?
I think Kansas State's in trouble.
Do you think that Wichita State got screwed? Wichita State gets Kansas.
In terms of
they get Kansas State or Kentucky in the second round. And everybody understands, I think, that their bracket is extremely difficult. No matter how you slice it, there are no easy brackets, but there's especially tough when you consider the fact that they would have to play the likes of. They got the strongest 4 seed in their thing, unless you want to go with Michigan State, but Louisville is easily the second strongest, if not the strongest, four seed in there. They've got Kentucky, certainly the best eight seed. They played well the last couple of games. I'm still not sure how good they are. I think Wichita State will beat them if they play them. Kansas State is no easy run either if you get them. Don't know much about St. Louis, but they're a five seed. I know they had a great year.
They're another defensive type.
You got
locked
Duke.
Down team.
Michigan is a two seed. I mean, it's a tough bracket, man.
That's tough. I'll look at this, though. Look at Florida, the overall number one.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Kansas team where if Embiid does come back and he is healthy,
yeah,
that's a game changer, man.
Admittedly, but they don't know that for sure. And the other thing is Syracuse is playing horrific, so they got to.
But now, Justin, you have a Syracuse team and a number six Ohio State team.
It sucks.
I think Ohio State was at one point 15-0. Syracuse at one point was what, 20-something and all?
Iowa and Ohio State and Syracuse, they're all great. They went in like a lion and out like a lamb. I mean, that's the teams I want to catch right now.
Well, we always talk about this as the third season.
Yeah.
Everybody right now, guess what everyone's record is?
0-0,
right? So you can erase the little number they put on the left side of these teams because what we know, like Wichita State last year, you have VCU Butler, is there is going to be something that's going to shake up on this.
Teams that are struggling to score the ball, I cannot pick right now. That includes Iowa. I think Tennessee kills them. I think Syracuse is not going very deep. I don't like Ohio State either, to be honest with you. They find a way to win, but it ain't pretty.
See, but Syracuse, that's the thing with Syracuse. They have
They're going to knock out Ohio State.
Point guard, Tyler Ennis, the kid is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Fear, they got some size.
Why are they so bad offensively then? Why are they struggling?
Well, because you look at Tyler Ennis, he came at the beginning of the season, for like the first half of the season, he was playing lights out. Then he got into some difficult situation. He's the guy that's going to be able to really control a lot of things for them. By this time, those freshmen are now sophomores. They've been through a complete season. So now starts their postseason. It wouldn't surprise me if Syracuse can make a run.
All right. Well, here's Charles Barkley on Wichita State's draw. He didn't seem to think it was very fair.
It's like the committee went out of their way to prove a point to Wichita State. This is by far and away the toughest bracket. To make Kentucky an AC, that's ridiculous.
How about Louisville, the fourth?
That goes without saying. That's a travesty right there. I actually thought Louisville should have been a number one seed, to be honest with you. A worst case, number two. It's like the NCAA went out of their way to try to make it tough for Wichita State.
I think that is the biggest cop-out that you can say. Barkley. It's ridiculous.
He has more. Just wait, and then you can hammer him.
Wichita State deserved a number one seed, and they're not a fluke. They made it to the Final Four last year. And one thing I hate about all sports is strength of schedule. Why is it Wichita State's fault those other teams in their conference suck? I think that's just totally unfair. And what they did to Wichita State, in my opinion now, they made it almost impossible for them to get back to the Final Four.
You know what's so disgusting about those comments. It's so misleading. No. They're so misleading, Justin, because
why?
According to him, it makes it impossible. Now it's impossible for Wichita State to make it to the Final Four. Oh, excuse me. Did they make it there last year?
It's not impossible, but you have to admit they did get a tough draw. You know as well as anybody, Kentucky is not an eight seed.
Well, guess what,
Justin?
As
I bash Kentucky, they're not an eight seed.
Okay, you know what? So you're going to have to play. Listen, whoever wins this tournament, and no matter what, whoever goes to the Final Four, they're going to have to play their best basketball. Most of the time, it's very rare that a team is able to just play marginal basketball and win. Wichita State, that's the whole beauty of the tournament. If you're a one seed, a four seed, two seed, if there's one game where you're not playing well, chances are you're going to lose. So that whole thing, they get the toughest way, it makes it impossible. Well, somebody from this side of the bracket is going to make the Final Four. So let me just tell you something, okay? Somebody is going to make the Final Four, okay? How about Michigan? Michigan is going to have to play Duke, okay? Then they're going to have to play Kentucky, Wichita State, St. Louis, Louisville. So if Louisville makes it, I mean, here's my point. What I don't understand when people complain, it's like Wichita State is going to have to beat one of these teams regardless. Does it matter if it's the first weekend or the second weekend?
Okay, here's my point, though, Pat. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Is Kentucky the best eight seed in the tournament? Is Louisville the best four seed in the tournament? You can argue Michigan State, I'll give you that, but you can't argue that they're any worse than second as the four seed. If Wichita State goes undefeated, they do deserve maybe a little better draw. Can they get a San Diego State? Even a UCLA as a four seed? Can they get a little easier 8 seed like a Gonzaga team that wasn't quite as Gonzaga-ish as normal? How about a Colorado team that I have some questions about? Memphis. I mean, they did get a tough draw in that regard. You have to admit. You would take Kentucky over those other 8 seeds, right?
Now, because we saw them this weekend, let's keep this open like we would.
Yeah, if you look at the big picture, certainly at the end of the season they weren't playing
well. If I'm Wichita State, I have experience of guys that went deep in the tournament playing against a Kentucky team, Justin, who was a preseason number one, yes, but has largely underachieved, and they're young. Okay, they're freshmen. So if I'm any team out there, I feel good that these freshmen never been to this tournament before. Well, if I'm Wichita State, I've been here.
I
like my chances.
If Kentucky beats them in the second round, Barkley's going to go nuts.
What I'm saying, Justin, is look at the big picture. What's Kentucky's knock? They're young. How are they going to come up?
Well, and they didn't finish the regular season well, admittedly.
Right. So if I'm Wichita State, I got a couple things going for me. We've been here before, so we are considered veterans playing against a young team. Well, how is that such a bad matchup?
I will say this. Pat Bradley has not beaten me in our bracket challenge, I don't think, ever. But I think I like everybody else, appreciate his insight. So I want to ask you your opinions.
I think I did beat you.
No. Favorite number one seed. Who do you like the best out of the ones?
I'm going to stick with Florida.
I would, too. I haven't seen Virginia play, though, so I'm not really a fair assessor of this particular item. I would go with Florida,
though. They're fun.
They're
Virginia's
complete.
Fun to
they're
watch.
Good. They're excellent. Plus, their road is really good, I think. Because, again, Kansas has question marks. Ohio State, to me, not a great team. Syracuse is struggling offensively. I think they got an excellent draw. I love Florida's chances to get to the Final Four. And I'll tell you this right now. They have zero excuses if they don't. And, in fact, I will be embarrassed for them. And you know what? They are the flag bearer for the SEC this year. This is a conference that rightfully so got knocked and did not get any respect in the pairings and did not get any respect in the tournament. And that is fine. But Florida needs to go deep because as much as Wichita State got screwed because its conference doesn't do well, Florida got some breaks, and they are the flag bearer for this conference. I do think Tennessee can beat Iowa, and I certainly, with all due respect, like their chances of handling UMass in the next game.
Part of what we're talking about with these seedings is the reason is there has been—
Forget the seedings. I'm talking about the matchups. I'm talking about the teams itself. Forget about seedings
That's
and all
fine.
That. That's just who they happen to be playing.
That's fine. I would love to go back and see how many teams this year alone were ranked number one. Because I can tell you, I don't think I've ever seen a team from the preseason number one, other than USC football, go from the preseason number one like Kentucky to now out of the top 25. Syracuse was far and away. Everyone loves them. Now they're a— Four seed and no one's even giving them a look.
I'd love to see.
How about Michigan State, Justin, ranked 22 going into this weekend? Now, a lot of people picking them to win it all.
Okay, but they are 22 ranked team in the country.
Sure.
They're basically a top 16 team if they're a four seed.
And that's exactly my point.
So
there is a number of teams,
but they're seeded about where their ranking is. I mean, it's in the ballpark.
There's a number of teams luck and shake out. If I'm Kentucky, I can argue the same thing. If Barkley is so upset that Kentucky is an 8 seed, well, then why doesn't he come to their defense and say, Kentucky's getting screwed?
I'll say this. The first thing I tweet, you can argue all you want, and we can argue about it, but the first thing I tweeted out last night when I saw the pairings was, gee, Wichita State really got a tough draw. That was the first thing I thought, and that's what everybody else
said. You didn't think Kentucky got a tough draw?
No.
Being an 8 seed?
No.
So then you don't respect Wichita State as a 1 seed, so they didn't get a tough draw.
No, I don't respect them as a 1 seed, but they also earned it on the court. They earned a better draw than that.
By winning games?
By going undefeated.
Absolutely, they went undefeated. Does that mean that they deserve any? Does the undefeated
they
part
piled
of it,
on the best 8 seed with the best 4 seed, in my opinion. I think it's tough. Anyway, we don't need to spend the whole show on it. You like Florida the best of the 1 seeds. Which 2 seed do you like the best?
2 seed, baby.
I have not watched. Have you seen much of Villanova? I do love Jay Wright. I have not seen a lot of Nova. Do you love them? I couldn't pick Kansas. I don't love Wisconsin. I think they're too likely to get into an offensive lull. Plus, how much of that physical nature are they going to be allowed to play
I've
in the NCAA tournament?
I always love Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, I like them to get out of the first round. Which one do you like to go the deepest?
I like, actually, Wisconsin, Kansas, Michigan, Villanova, in that order. I think Wisconsin's got the easiest one seed.
I agree.
And
oh, the easiest one seed?
Arizona, yeah. Arizona.
You think Arizona's worse?
You know, I thought at one point Arizona and Wisconsin were the two best teams in the country.
You think they're worse than Wichita State?
Zona?
Yeah. Okay. Wisconsin is going to get Oregon yeah. or BYU. They've got Creighton, Lafayette, Nebraska, Baylor. I like their draw, too. I agree with that. I think Wisconsin probably will go pretty deep because they do have a good draw.
I would like to see Nebraska versus Creighton. That'd
How about
be nice
Michigan State, Virginia? What do you do with that game? And we'll get to that. Three seed. Which three seed do you like the best?
I do like Iowa State
a
lot.
Oh, good answer, Pat.
A
really?
Lot.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Love Iowa State.
Duke, Iowa State. The other two threes are Syracuse and Creighton.
Creighton.
What do you do with Creighton? It would seem easy to beat Creighton. All you got to do is somehow, some way, get McDermott to not play well. Hmm. Nobody seems to be able to do that, even in a much better conference this year.
But that's the thing. They have an X factor. Much like NC State, Cincinnati is the same way. They got an X factor and a guy that can just explode. And what do? You can't stop them. So if this kid explodes, that's it. It's a one-and-done scenario.
Although I will say their first round, look, Lafayette, you want to talk about a team that's playing really well right now? They have won a bunch of close games in a conference that is not very well respected down the stretch.
Yeah.
They're pretty athletic, and they have excellent point guard play. Lafayette is going to give Creighton an interesting game, I think.
It'll be a battle. I think they'll all be battles.
Top three seed?
Iowa State.
Good call,
man.
Pat. What about four? Who's your favorite four? And then we'll move on.
Who would have got?
Because you know what? Looking at the numbers and the percentages, there isn't much point in looking past about the three or four seeds by the numbers, and I'll go over that in a second. Who do you like? Michigan State or Louisville? Who's your top four pick? Because there's really no
choice. I'm going to have to choose Michigan State.
I'll take Louisville.
It's just too difficult. Back to back. I mean, what are you asking these to do for a team to go back to the Final Four after winning it? That's a tall, tall task.
Okay, so here's a couple notes for anybody who is filling out their brackets today, including people here at the Buzz. Matty T, you're filling out a bracket, yes?
They're $5, right?
$10.
Ooh, that's a little steep.
You got a great chance of winning, though.
I want you to get in.
Look at the other people
that
are
winning. I can front you the money.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much did you spend the last 3 days? I mean, I know we just got paid a couple days ago. Okay, so let's go through this. The chances of winning the championship are number one seed 62%, number two seeds and three seeds. Here's an interesting stat. The number two and three seeds not only have a close, the exact same percentage rate.
Two and three?
Exact same percentage rate of winning, 13.8. Two and three are exactly the same in the eyes of the percentages. 62% overwhelming number one, okay? Making the championship game. Number one seed's almost 50% at 48.3. Number two's 19%. Number three's 15.5. The drop-off to number four in that position is 5.2%, so a 10% drop. So it is a huge advantage to be a 1 through 3
this
seed.
Is this each year's seedings, or this is specific to this season?
This is since they expanded to 64 teams, since 1985, going all the way through.
All right, I got you. So it's not specific technically to this year.
Making the final, well, obviously not, because we don't know who's going to make what. This is just what the percentage have been since 1985. I would say these numbers are pretty solid. 40% making the final four. 40% of the number one seeds have made the final four. So if you're thinking about going a 7, a 5, a 2, and a 3, you might want to rethink that. 40% of the new ones make the final four. Number two seeds make it 20% of the time. Number three seeds, 12.9. Number fours, a respectable 11.2. Number fives are drop off at 5.2%. So if you're going to get outside the top four seeds, choose very, very carefully. 74% of the final four participants since 1985 have been one seeds, two seeds, or three seeds. It bumps up to 85% when you add four seeds. So for those of you who like to go off the board and pick your long shots, pick your dark horses, that's all fine and dandy. But remember, 85% one through four. Just keep that in mind. Just trying to help. James.
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I heard you guys just talking about Lafayette. I just wanted to see what your thoughts on the chances of them winning. Elfrey Payton, I think, projected to be like a top 15 pick. So I just wanted to see if you all filling out your brackets what you thought the chances of them actually winning. And then Georgia State and the NIT, how you thought they'd do. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. Georgia State, I was shocked just like
well,
that was
a tough deal.
The thing is, you know what? They ran into a little bit like, and this is a it's a fair but not fair probably comparison. Remember when Arkansas beat Ole Miss so easily and everything that could possibly go right went right?
Yeah.
That was like the second half for Georgia State against ASU. And again, an ASU team that was exhausted after losing to UA or beating UALR in four overtimes. The next game, though, remember how Arkansas struggled mightily, and admittedly it was on the road, not exactly the same, but looked like they couldn't throw it in the ocean and offensively looked out of sync. It can happen just like that. Georgia State went 2 days in a row, and the second day, while they still played well offensively, they gave up over 80 points. And all their coach preached the week of the tournament and in the postgame was defense. He goes, I know we can score the basketball. I have to worry about defense and get these guys to commit to defense. That was their big liability going in, and they finally got caught. And I think Lafayette was the only team that beat them during the regular season, too.
Lafayette has one kid, Long, who is big dude. That's a tough matchup for them. Although Georgia State, they play that 1-3-1. It's a fun defense. If I'm a player, I like how Georgia State plays. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just a fun style that they play.
You play zone on defense, and you get to focus on offense.
Well,
because
it's trapped.
Their zone's pretty good.
But getting the tempo up and down, so it's I enjoyed watching them.
Lafayette's got, I don't know if their point guard was all conference, but he's right there.
Peyton, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. And then you mentioned Long.
He's got a busted-looking jump shot.
They got a nice-looking team, though, man. They're pretty good. And they're athletic. They're always athletic. So I don't know if they'll beat Creighton. I don't even know if they'll give him a game, but I think it'll be at least interesting to watch.
It's an awesome matchup, though.
I think it's fun, too. I agree.
Sun Belt, MVC, it's –
what's the
– I mean, not –
let me see what the line is on that game.
MVC. Not MVC anymore.
And then the other guy, he was asked about Georgia State. Georgia State ought to be able to do some damage in the NIT. I didn't see their draw. Did you look at that?
Yeah, Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia State.
Creighton's a 14-point favorite against Lafayette.
They got Clemson.
I love Lafayette catching 14 right now. They're playing really well, and they can score. I think Lafayette will stay within 14. There's my prediction. That's
all right. Georgia State's playing at Clemson.
Okay, that's a tough matchup.
Then they get the
that will be one of the best first round NIT games. That'll be as good as just about any first round game you see in the NCAA tournament. Agree?
It'd be great.
That'd be a fun game.
The winner of that gets Illinois or BU. Illinois is a 2 seed.
Illinois actually played well after they got smoked by Michigan.
Yeah, maybe they woke them up.
Woke them up, yeah. All right, gotta take a timeout.
Brutal.
Anyway. More on the tournament. If you want in, you want any advice from the shooter on filling out your bracket, feel free.
You got any game balls and jock straps?
Yes, good point, Matty T.
What the heck? Send those in, too.
I got some game balls and jock straps. What a weekend I had down in New Orleans. I want to give a game ball to a couple of places to eat, and I want to give a game ball to a couple of teams from the weekend as well. It was fun. As we head on the break, I will say it's good to be home. Saw my wife and kids for the first time in a few days yesterday, and I'm heading back to Jim's Razorback Pizza soon because you know what? They got good grub, my friend. Wings, pizza, salad, pasta, sandwiches.
Did they change anything at the house since you were gone? No, same old business.
Yeah, they still
the locks.
There. They tried to move out. That's cute, Matt. They tried to move out, but I caught them as they were packing up their stuff.
Phone numbers, locks.
Two wings for $1 tonight at Jim's Razorback Pizza. So if you want to go out and watch the women's NIT pairings or more analysis on the NCAA for the men, you can do it at Jim's Razorback Pizza tonight. We are going to be there on Thursday. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Matty T, I'm going to make sure you get a chicken bacon ranch sandwich sent back.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Even if I have to pay a courier to run it back over here. I promise we will get it done.
Tie it to a pigeon.
I don't think a pigeon could carry one of those. That's a pretty hearty sandwich.
It sure is.
Yeah, the only thing a pigeon's going to be able to fly over here with is a salad, and I don't think it would probably make it back because you know how birds dig salad. Anyway, Jim's Razorback Pizza open for business today. You know what? Just show up there now. They'll feed you. Three locations, Highway 10, down in Hot Springs, and at Morgan Maumelle. It's Jim's Razorback Pizza. It's fantastic stuff. It's all good at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Good enough.